The time is 8:55, and we continue here on Illinois Public Media with our opening commodity market report. And let's say good morning to Logan Kimmel at Roach Ag Marketing. Good morning, Logan.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. Corn and beans are trading higher this morning. December corn up 2 at 485 and a half. November soybeans up 8 at $12. Wheat market's a little bit lower. December Chicago wheat down 2.5 at 687. Kansas City wheat December futures down 4 at 763 3/4. Grain prices have moved into uptrend territory on last week's lower USDA yield estimates. Corn now at 180.7 bushel per acre. Also, the impact of multiple geopolitical conflicts and the worry over impact of flooding here this past weekend. So prices across the oilseed complex have followed higher, but have yet to move into complete uptrend territory. Soybean prices are currently stuck just right at their 20-day moving average, which happens to be about $12 on the November. Winter wheat prices initially moved higher overnight, but then fell lower as the night trade progressed, despite reports of escalated attacks between Russia and Ukraine over the weekend. That was the news over the weekend, though, was also heavy rain over the past week caused flooding to a wide band of the Corn Belt, spreading from Iowa all the way over to Ohio, with the largest impact being in Indiana. So the market didn't really respond initially overnight. Perhaps traders were waiting for the first half hour of the day here to get more concrete details on the size and the impact of this flooding that we've seen. A little rain here in the forecast over the next week for a lot of the regions that might have had a little too much, so something to keep an eye out. We also have the Pro Farmer Crop Tour this week that will provide some details on what size of the crop we're really looking at here for corn and beans in key growing areas, and how much flooding has this really impacted the yield this late in the season. Looking at other commodity markets, cotton and sugar prices both pushed higher overnight to keep both markets trading near their recent highs. Rice prices fell to gain down out of their upward momentum, really sitting back down on their 20-day support. Crude and heating oil prices were steady overnight, while natural gas plunged about 3% lower. Brent crude traded near $89 a barrel, and WTI near $83 a barrel overnight, despite reports that the Strait of Hormuz is effectively closed. So something to keep an eye on, and how does the fluctuating crude oil prices affect the corn, soybean, and wheat? Looking at the livestock markets, we do have a higher trade here on the September feeder cattle futures, up 197 at 336.52. The live cattle up 270 on October at 221.57. December live cattle up 257 at 220.87. And the hog markets are higher as well. October front month up 47 cents at 82.25. December up 65 at 73.20. And the cash cattle here last week, Nebraska, were $7 lower compared to the prior week at 228. And the Western Corn Belt cash cattle were 5 to 7 lower at 228 to 230. That'll wrap up. Logan Kimmel, Roach Ag Marketing, Naperville.
Thank you very much, Logan, and we'll have another commodity update for you in 2 hours. Todd Gleason will be with you for the closing market report at 2:06 p.m. today here on Illinois Public Media. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. NPR News and 1A are coming up next. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be partly cloudy today and tonight. Today's high around 80, to the low tonight around 60. Right now it's 72 degrees at Friends Plaza in Urbana. The time is 9 o'clock.